time for the foghorn.
Are you ready for this? Do you like it like this? Whistle Crew inside Future Breaks FM. What's up? We're now live. Live in the mix, live on your airwaves. Future Breaks FM for the hour number one. Let me go with some retro breaks. Some lovely hardcore tunes, some proto breaks, some proto jungle. All this business hailing from late 90s, or actually late 80s, early 90s. For the senior electronica heads out there, that you know who you are and you know how you're doing it. Again, Future Breaks FM, hour number one, our good pal Craddy. Craddy, oh daddy, is in the place, playing a lot of great stuff, retro stuff again. We heard Alternate in there. You Got to Understand. The horn track was in there. He's got some cut-ups. There's some mashups. You'll hear bits and pieces of all kinds of great old rave classics. Again, for hour number one here on Future Breaks FM. Hour number two, great dubstep business coming on. This is true. Coming in from the UK, DJ Distance, representing Hot Flush, Planet Moo, Boca, and Rinse FM, alongside Pinch, who's also got business on Planet Moo, as well as Tectonic and Subloaded. These guys are going to be playing at a wonderful party tonight called Full Melt Underground Jam. We're going to have a little bit more information about that. I want to shout out our man Ripple. Again, hour number two, Distance and Pinch, straight out of the UK, playing some dubstep sounds right here on the program. Hour number one, Bay Area favorite, representing Refiner Records and Mooty Music, as well as CraddyOdaddy.com. Craddy doing the live kind of laptop melange, if you will. My name is DJ Push, also alongside the DJ M, and we're going to have the Canadub in the place at some point, talking about some events going on for hour number two. Of course, we do have some tickets to give away and all that kind of business right here on the program. It's Future Breaks FM. We're here until 6 o'clock, as we're each and every Saturday here on KUSF from 4 until 6 o'clock. That's it. We're going to step back. We're going to get Craddy up on the mic here in a little bit to talk about some of these tunes and why they are inspiring him and why he is incorporating this older sound into his current set. That's it. Future Breaks FM, 751 KUSF for the digits in the studio. Again, blow it up, 415-751 KUSF. Hour number one, Craddy O'Daddy. Stick with it.
Drop the bass.
All right, Whistle Crew. Can you say that again?
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
All right, we just hit the envelope there. Future Breaks FM, going with some retro breaks. Cratty O'Daddy.
What's up, everybody?
What are you doing, dude?
Dude, I'm feeling the old school breaks right now. I got my Mickey Mouse gloves on. I got my visor on. I have my little backpack on.
You got your whistle.
I got my whistle.
Because we were whistling on her earlier. The hockey horn.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, you played some of this stuff at the Future Breaks party.
Yeah.
Earlier. We're all going nuts.
Yeah.
We're getting calls already. Everybody's like, oh, this stuff is amazing. You know, we're talking about, you're playing stuff from, say, maybe as early as 89 through about 91, 92 even.
That's what I think, that this style of music really had a short, small window before it kind of turned into drum and bass, really.
Yeah, it was like the progression of hardcore drum and bass. I mean, basically, it went to drum and bass, but also it kind of split off and some of it went to more straight breaks as
like
well.
Like new school breaks.
Exactly. Yeah, which really didn't kind of find its way into the late 90s, but generally it was the drum and bass. You know, a lot of groups like Moving Shadow was doing this kind
exactly.
of music before it went into the jungle sound.
Aeson is one of those people who, like, I just play one of his tracks and he's, you know, one of the big drum and bass heads.
Absolutely. Under many pseudonyms, by the way.
For sure.
Let's talk about some of these tunes that you're coming with.
Yeah, yeah. I opened up with You Got to Understand on a on sort of a Rush tip, but it seemed sort of the perfect track to open up with after the fact.
Yeah.
Because the people who get this, they get it, you know? If you heard these tracks when you were growing up, then they bring you back. You understand what this music is. If you don't understand what it is, you've never heard it before, and it just sounds like cheesy music to you, then you need to just go back a little bit and realize that if you are an electronic music fan, that a lot of what you're listening to right now is coming from this. Square Pusher is coming from this.
Absolutely.
And Aphex Twin is coming from this.
Absolutely.
Dillinger is coming from this. Tipper and Cy Begg are coming from this.
It's all coming from this.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I mentioned earlier that, you know, this is something going out to the senior electronic heads out there.
For sure.
Not unlike what you said, but, you know,
seniors.
Well, you know, we were around. I mean, I was, you know, whatever, 20 when this stuff was jumping, just dating myself there, but, you know, whatever's clever. But the point is that, like you said, if this stuff sounds silly or Mickey Mouse, everybody has to remember this is before 94, before the concept of time stretching came about.
Exactly.
Which greatly changed what the fast sped up breakbeat was and gave really jungle the rise that it needed, which, you know, alleviated the Mickey Mouse, the helium vocals, and thus there we are with what we have today.
Exactly. And the other thing is, back then there was a lot less genrevocation of music. You'll hear there'll be straight on four on the floor beats. There'll be break beats. There'll be like a sweet vocal that then drops into a hard techno.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's mashed up. It was just sort of a free form style.
Ah, back in the day.
Back in the day.
And then breaks, and then house, and then jungle came.
Right,
in,
and then everything got very split up. But like, if you listen to these tracks, one thing that I find is really cool is that they're kind of insane in the way that they jump from one thing to the next to the next. And it's kind of refreshing, actually, you know?
So what's been getting you inspired to play, you know, sounds like this as of late?
I really like, the hyperness of it. Mm-hmm. I like the chipmunk vocals, kind of really exciting. I like that it jumps from one thing to the next. I like that you go from a piano anthem to a hard techno beat in four bars or whatever. And it's funny, I listen to this and I hear, like, Big Loda by Square Pusher, like him taking lots of little sounds and basically just tweaking this kind of style like up to the next level.
Sure.
And especially in listening to Tipper and Cy Begg as well, like especially Cy Begg, you know, Tipper is a little more straightforward, but Cy is very tweaky and very like tongue-in-cheek a lot of the time with little vocals, little this and that. And that's where I got my inspiration from as far as making music goes. So when I listen to this, I hear where they're coming from. And I just like to go back.
The Noodles Disco stuff. Talk about tongue-in-cheek,
exactly,
right?
Right.
It's out there.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
And the cool thing also that this style is pulling, I'll play some tracks later on like SL2 and stuff. They're pulling from raga and dance hall.
Right.
And hip hop in a lot of what they're doing. So I just like it. It's sort of it's a little like point in history where you can kind of like say, okay, like here's where we are. This is what led up to this, and this is what came after it.
A little historical lesson on retro breaks here on Future Breaks
exactly.
FM. Again, we're talking to Cratty O'Daddy, and you can find out a little bit more about Cratty if you want to go to his site, crattyodaddy.com, just like it sounds. It's Cratty with a K.
Yeah, K-R-A-D-D-Y. Or you can check me out on MySpace, myspace.com/Cratty.
You know this, MySpace. It's all new to me. Also representing Refiner Records and Mooty Music.
Yep, Mooty Music. Big shout out to Dove.
Outstanding. So there it is. Old stuff. Loving it. We're going back 15 years today, right? At least for the first hour?
Yeah, at least.
Feeling it. What can we expect later on in the set?
What else do I have? I got to play the track that I just fell in love with, which was Dominator. That's definitely
right.
Coming up.
Right, right.
And then, you know, like I said, I got SL2. And then what I did is I chopped up a lot of the stuff so I can kind of like jump from one little part to the next little part.
Right.
And and just sort of, I don't know, I'm not sure what's going to happen. I'll be honest, this is my first time really doing it.
Doing a full set.
Doing a full set of all the old school stuff. So it's kind of unknown to me as well.
I like that.
Yeah.
We're lost in the mix here at Future Breaks, aren't we?
Right on.
Every damn week.
I want to also plug, tonight I'm playing at Anon Salon.
Okay.
And it's sort of some sort of fashion show thing.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of information about it, but if you go to Anon Salon's website, I'm sure you can find out more.
Okay, Anon Salon tonight. Craddy O'Daddy. Live in the mix for hour number one here on Future Breaks FM. Thank you, sir, so much for coming through.
Thank you for having me through.
Super pleasure. I'm really glad that you're playing this old stuff.
Oh, yeah. I know you love it. You were freaking out when I was playing it the other
night. I've been freaking out the whole show.
All right, let me get back on.
Craddy O'Daddy right here on Future Breaks FM. Do not go nowhere.
Do it now. On and on and on.
In like a lion.
Future Breaks FM, taking a step back about 15 years, the beginning of the 90s. We're coming with some hardcore, some proto jungle, some early, early breakbeats, and loving it. Listening to Kratty O'Daddy, 100% live in the mix, playing some great tunes, including some bits from Alternate, Armageddon. We had SL2 in there, of course, with On a Ragga Tip. D'Cruz, Within a World, Urban Shakedown, Do It Now. We had Space Cakes in there, Dub War, a couple unknown jams. We're rolling through it. I want to shout out everybody that's been calling, especially Aubrey, who is just loving this stuff, jamming it. Probably going too fast in the car because she's just loaded with excitement for this stuff. It's Future Breaks FM. Again, we're listening to Kratty O'Daddy here, hour number one, going with the retro business. Again, this is all the kinds of sounds, you know, people will call it Mickey Mouse, people will call it helium vocals, people will call it chipmunk vocals. And basically, you know, this is what we were working with as far as sampling before 1994, with a little group called Four Hero came out with an album called Parallel Universe on, of course, the venerable Reinforced Records. And what they used was a process called time stretching, which allowed people to use any kind of sample and put them at the BPM that they wanted to use it without making the helium vocals. That's the knowledge. But before that, we had, you know, tracks like this. Bringing us up to date here, again, Kratty O'Daddy live. Hour number two, Distance and Pinch, coming through from the UK, giving us the dubstep sound. They're going to be an excellent party tonight called Full Melt. Want to shout out Ripple and Atomic Dog for rolling through. We're going to talk a little bit about that in hour number two. Of course, we have some tickets for that jam. It's Future Breaks FM. Canadub is in here. DJ M is in here. My name is DJ Push. Find out more about this old program we do by logging on to futurebreaks.fm. We got podcasts. We got archives. We got track lists if you want to follow up on this business. I know you do. And some whack pictures. And that's how we do it. Of course, KUSF.org tells you everything about KUSF. And you can find us every day, 24 hours at live365.com or on your iTunes player, hit radio, hit public, find KUSF. There it is. And we're also on AIM. Look for futurebreaks.fm or Future Breaks. You want to chat? It's open right now. Yeah. What's up? How you living? Anything else, Canada?
Man, it's just how happy the sound makes me. You know, I was a couple minutes late for the show today, and on my way in, I was listening to it in the car, and, you know, just blazing through the Ashbury with you know, dancing around in the car. It's what it does. It's the proper vibe, and I hope everybody out there is loving it as much as we are here.
I'm smiling. You're smiling. There
it's
it is.
A smile fest.
And Shoot Your Breaks FM going with some retro breaks. We're here until 6 o'clock. Do stay with us.
No other. I'm the one and only dominator.